USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The service members' remains are back in the United States. Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel of Washington Township, New Jersey, was only 33 years old. He was killed in the line of duty by a roadside bomb on Monday in Afghanistan. President Trump and the First Lady are celebrating Christmas at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort down in Florida. The First Lady posted a video on Twitter and the President retweeted it. In that video, the President thanked those who are out of the country protecting our nation.
We say a special prayer for those military service members stationed far from home, and we renew our hope for peace among nations and joy to the world.
And Pope Francis is offering a message of hope in his Christmas Day message. The Pope focused on world politics, suffering, and the light of Christ in his message and blessing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thousands of people from across the nation and globe are attending Christmas services today at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Midnight Mass was a big draw, with Cardinal Timothy Dolan reminding the Catholic faithful of the reason for the season.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem.
The economy and stock market have many people smiling on this Christmas, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was a great year for those with money in the stock market. Global stock markets gaining about $17 trillion in value over the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all increasing in value by more than 20%. Driving those gains were some of the world's biggest tech companies, with Apple increasing 80%, Facebook gaining 57% in value.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the economy continues to hum along with seemingly record highs on the stock market set every day, one of the things people are wondering, though, is when or if there will be a recession. Peter Marisi, professor of business at the Smith School of Business, tells Fox News,
"We're going to have a recession sooner or later. I mean, the notion that we are having a recession-free environment is silly. But in reality, we have recessions when people make mistakes in government policy. The trade tariffs with China were not a mistake. They were only polemically used by those liberal economists to basically trash the president. They hurt China. They brought China to the negotiating table. And now we have to see the substance of the deal. The tariffs on Mexico hurt Mexico. They didn't hurt the United States. They brought Mexico to the negotiating table, and now we're getting a better deal. The reality is his policies do work. We've had a shift. Basically, the Bush-Obama years were years of appeasement. We basically let people do whatever they wanted to us, and the American economy suffered. You know, these days, if you're a farmer in Wisconsin, if you lost your job because of the trade war and all that, it's not that hard to find another job. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, you know, has verified that.
Almost 250 people are displaced after a historic hotel burned down in Minneapolis Christmas morning. The Francis Drake Hotel was being used as a temporary shelter for the homeless. No reports of any injuries in the four-alarm blaze. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.